What inspired or compelled me to write the Self-Mastery and Fulfillment Workbook? Well, the workbook has really evolved over a number of years, or maybe I should say that my awareness of what the Self-Mastery and Fulfillment Workbook would eventually become has evolved over a number of years. But the impetus behind it has always been to help others create a fulfilling life from an authentic place of power while moving consciously toward their destiny. The contents of the book have come from the insights and spiritual teachings that I acquired during my first 12 years of meditation and spiritual training. And they've helped me tremendously in my growth and transformation. So I was pretty sure that those same things would be helpful to others. Can I talk a little bit about the process that readers go through when working with the book? Well, one of the reasons I'm so excited about the book is because it's never the same book twice. As you grow, your experience with the book evolves with you. The interactive exercises really help you to see your own mind and energy in action, and that empowers you to create change in your life. So the workbook itself is divided into 12 sections or journeys, and they're all designed to open your mind and open your eyes to different aspects of yourself. So in achieving this series of openings, you reach certain milestones in your life because you've opened yourself to new possibilities, to new perspectives, to new connections and ideas that weren't accessible to you before. The process of reaching the milestones on each of those journeys comes from contemplating the powerful message of the master keys in the book, and there are 50 of those. And those master keys, when you really digest them, they propel you forward on whatever journey that you're taking at the time. Not only the journey you're taking in the book, but the journey you're taking in your life also, because they're going to coincide, which, you know, you'll see for yourself. And so completing those tasks, those exercises, really helps you to experience a breakthrough and take creative control of your life. And then also helping you with that process is, of course, the inner power map. The process that you undergo with inner power mapping is really powerful because it helps you to solve problems that you encounter holistically, and it helps you really to get clear direction on what's going on with you, how it's affecting you, and it helps you to really generate flow, positive flow in your life wherever you need it. How did I come up with the 50 exercises for the book? Well, the exercises, of course, all vary based on what the master key, what the message is that you're working with at the time. So, you know, I call these journeys also personal workshops because each one of them is kind of like a little workshop that you're doing. And so each exercise, it might be a mental exercise, it could be a written exercise, or it can be an activity or a task that you actually need to go out and do. And, it's almost like a treasure hunt for your true self, because all of the exercises try to take you beyond the limits you've grown accustomed to. So weaving everything in the book together was really an exercise in itself, to tell you the truth. It was like an exercise in creating a new stream of consciousness that flows throughout the book. And that's really what the book is about, helping you to create a new stream of consciousness that will flow in your life and open a channel for transformation. Many of the exercises have come from my own training. Some came during meditation. Putting the exercises and master keys together was really a matter of matching the essence of each exercise with the spirit of the teaching that it tries to illustrate.